Welcome.
Thank
Breath.
you. But can you hear me?
I can
Yes.
hear you. Yes, this is our new segment of the Traveling Box starting back up called Reader's Corner, where we'll have divine ones and other readers come and share their gifts, their stories, their backgrounds, and their divine knowledge. So, Reverend Mama Divine is here with us this evening, afternoon, wherever we are in the world, because I know we are on two different time zones right now. Normally, we wouldn't be. It is 3:40 where I am at, which is why I said evening first, because technically it is evening back home. So, yes, I am so excited, Rev.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, when you
Your sound just went out, Rev. It's saying you're connected, but I can't hear you if you can still hear me. If you can hear me, okay, you're back now.
okay. Well, I just want to say, look, 1, 2, 3 was just on the timer. Thank you so much for having me. And when you sent me the text to ask me if I would be your guest, I was like, yes, indeed, yes. Deep nods. I was shaking my head, yes. And he was like, when? I'm like, right now, let's go.
Yes,
So
and I am so
I'm glad.
grateful that you were available. I am so grateful. So grateful. So let's start with how you came to get your name. Let's start there.
Okay, well, I just recently changed my name. It's been Reverend Mama Divine for about 2 years now. And it came about, I had ended a relationship and I wanted something different. So instead of the other name that I had previously, which was Reverend Nigga Mama, I'm still her.
Exactly.
But I'm like, nah, I'm not with Reverend Nigga Daddy. So I had to change and create. So, Reverend Mama Divine was always in the back of my mind. I had wrote down, several. I was like Reverend Divine Mama, and I was like, no, Reverend Mama Divine rolls off my tongue so good that every time I say it, it gives me the truth bumps, aka the goosebumps. So I am Reverend Mama Divine, also known as the Sublime Empress, also known as the Divine One, one of the Divine Ones. Let's put it like that, because I know I'm not the only one. So, yeah, that's what I do. And basically, I do a lot of things. I'm a healer and a manifester and a woman fester, because you got to have the balance. You got to have both energies, right? So, yeah, I also read tarot intuitively. And I have created my own oracle deck. It's called the Sublime Empress Oracle Deck, which it is going to be published. And it's also going to be like a book of answers. So that's what we working on. And I'm still creating and writing. I write quotes and, inspiration. And I do what I do. I do what I can,
And you also have a podcast, correct?
I do have a podcast, but I have not been active on there. I know I haven't done anything so far this year, but I have a lot of podcasts out there. I do. Yes. I have probably about maybe 30, maybe 30, 40 different podcasts. Now, talking and saying whatever it is I want to say is my platform. So, you know, but I have some interesting topics out there. Yes, that's what I do. And it's basically, for the most part, is what is coming up out of me. Because, like, I'm not, like, a type of person that want to read all the books in the whole wide world. No, that's not me. Mm-hmm. For me, it's easier if I tap in. Because I know that all the answers that I want to know are already within me. You know?
So, could you let the audience? My apologies. I didn't know if you could hear me talking.
So I can hear you.
I just wanted you to let them know where they can find you, because I'm sure people are going to listen to this. Since you are not giving your wisdom through your podcast format currently, where are people able to actually find you giving out your messages for the present time, you know, so that they can find you? Because I know there's people that's going to want to hear the things that you've already given out, which is why I mentioned that you have a podcast where you shared divine knowledge and wisdom in the past. And you're not, like you said, you're not updating that, but you are still sharing your messages somewhere.
I am. You can find me on Instagram. I am the Sublime Empress. It's THESUMBLIMEEMPRESS, the Sublime Empress, also known as Reverend Mama Divine. I am on X, formerly known as Twitter. And on X, they would not let me change my name. So it's Reverend Mama Divine, and then it's at Rev, R-E-V, nigga, N-I-G-G-A, Mama, M-A-M-A. Yes. And then I also have two YouTube channels. One is Reverend Mama Divine, and the other one is the Sublime Empress, as well as TikTok. Same thing, Reverend Mama Divine and the D-A Sublime Empress. Yes. On TikTok. And then if you're looking for me on Facebook, because I am on Facebook as well, you can find me under my government name, which is Andrea Utley, U-T-L-E-Y, Loggins, L-O-G-G-I-N-S. And that's where you can find me.
Yay! Yes, because I know that people are going to want to hear more of the messages from you as we go along, because if you will grace us, I do want you to pull from your Sublime Empress deck and do a little pull from the tarot, if you would like to pull from the tarot, but really from the Sublime Empress is what I want us to be the grace of presence with at some point during this podcast episode or this segment of Reading Corner, because so I don't want it to be too long,
right? Episode,
but I do want you to give us any information about your the background of your work and how you came into your healing work and your manifestation work. And yes, you're, I know. But I want the world to know you.
Okay, well, it started when I came into the physical. But my foundation was I was raised as a Christian, okay? Yeah. And the denomination, or if whatever you want to call it, it was apostolic or apostolic faith. So I started my journey at this church called Lively Stone Church of God. And that got me like all the way like through my teenage years. And then I decided that I knew that there was more. I was always questioning things. And so my past led me to the school called the Healing Arts Center. And that was in my adult years. And that really opened up my spirituality, because I became a Reiki master, and the teachings of the Eastern culture, it really resonated with me. So I started off as Reiki level one, and then I went to two, and then I became master. And I want to say that's when it really started taking off, because I was learning, and the things I was learning was resonating with me. And from there, I knew that I was a healer. I come from a long line of healers. We have healers in our family. And so after I graduated,
the sound went out. If you can hear me, Rev, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. So you said after you graduated.
So after I graduated from the Healing Arts Center, I found myself at the School of Metaphysics.
Okay.
And they taught us about, you know, past lives and journaling your dreams. We had these, you know, disciplines that they called it we had to do. They were just little exercises to like help build like your concentration. We worked with candles, like lighting a candle and staring at the flame and then catching each thought. Okay, I got that message, Reitashi. Yeah, catching each thought and being able to discipline the mind and master, you know, yourself. That's what that was all about. And I did not finish all the cycles. But I took
I said, neither did I. We
share that. Right. Because I feel, this is what I feel. I feel like I got what I needed. I needed to be able to still my mind. Even, you know, with what I learned when I was in massage school, I was still not able to still my mind. And I got those disciplines and I became, you know, they became a part of me. And I just kept going. Kept going, and I'm still going. And then, after that, I was in a relationship. And from that relationship, I learned even more. Like, I learned how to focus on me, you know, and I learned how to listen to my inner divine figure for myself. And Yeah, from there, here I am now, still going, still tapped in, tuned in. My message is keep your motherfucking vibrations up. Can we curse?
Of course.
I know this is my passion. Keep your vibrations up, because even if they drop, your mission should be to get your vibrations back up and not to stay in a lower vibration for too long. And it's up to each individual, you know, how long they can stay in a low vibration. I know for myself, I say I can't go no more than a couple of minutes. Because no. Because I know the longer I stay in it, the harder it's going to be to, you know, to get out of it. So, yeah.
I'll be honest, I've given myself a couple of days recently.
A couple of days?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I would drop to the ground. I'll be ready to reset this motherfucker and like I did before. I'll be ready. Everybody, we all starting over. That's what I would be if I stayed in for that long. I know for a fact.
Nah, I don't want nobody else in it. It's just me.
Right.
That's why I'm able to stay in it for a couple days, because it's just me in it.
Yeah, I remember when. Shoot, I'll be in that mug for weeks.
No, I can't do that. I can't. That's why I said like a day or two, and then I'm shifting. Even within that second day, I'm already shifting out of it. So yeah. It's not even really a full 2 days. It's like the longest will be a day or a day and a half, and then I'm like, okay, let's shift this stuff out. Like it's okay. Because what I've noticed in the past is I move past things too quickly. I don't allow myself to really dissect it fully, to really get the full understanding of the purpose for certain energies and what you can actually learn from it. So that's one of the reasons that I've allowed myself to sit in it now, because I'm like, okay, you're experiencing this and be grateful that you even get to experience this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it from that perspective, not like being that I've already learned that that's not a healthy alternative to being inside of negative emotions. So that's why I'm like, okay, I can appreciate it. I can actually appreciate it now, like when it does come, because for a long time I didn't let myself experience it. You know, recently you told me outside of like, it's okay to cry, it's okay to feel these different ways. And I know I've said it to you with things that's going on recently, but it's like I'm actually allowing myself to also feel those ways, like, and being inside of it without being like, no, you can't do that or don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I appreciate it.
So you gotta give me a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Four.
You know, we manifested
in the
physical
foundation.
Yes, four. Number four. All right. The card on the bottom as I pull out deck number four, it says, this is about your evolution.
Yes.
This is about your evolution. I make it my priority that, you know, if it ain't about my soul evolution, I'm good, because that's what it's really about for me. Yeah. So I'm gonna shuffle the deck, and I ask that Spirit, Holy Spirit, tell us what you would like to know. What is the message? Because I am just the messenger. What is the message for the collective at this time? Please and thank you. All right. All right, here we go. I'm finna shuffle. What would you like for me and our collective to know? Holy Spirit, what would you like for us to know in this particular moment in time? All right, I did get some cards that came out. Let's see. Let me get them. It says that you are ready for the next level. And this message is coming from your ancestors. Could be a male. The Emperor card came out. The message is love and abundance is coming into your life. Have no fear. Your Empress is here. That's me. That's the fine Empress. Get in alignment with love and speak your truth. The last card was cut them off. There's some people in our life that we need to cut them off, especially if they're negative, don't support you, don't love you, trying to use you. You know, those people, you know, they don't belong in our life. Because that energy will drain your energy. And that's not fun at all. That sounds like a bunch of drama about a bunch of bullshit that I know for a fact that I ain't got no room in my DNA for. So yeah, cut them off. That's what I would do. Yeah, I'll do what y'all need to do. But I'm just like, I got the rest of the deck in my hand and I'm just cutting and the card said to straighten up your backbone. Okay.
I just round my shoulder like
straighten up your backbone. And there is so much power in imagination, visualization. This is a wake-up call, and I'm gonna close out this part of the reading. That the last card that was on the bottom was Star Seed. So whatever that,
your sound went out again. You said whatever that, and I'm assuming you said whatever that means.
So whatever that means to you, you know, always, whenever, you know, you get readings or, you know, especially when it's for the collective, you always, you know, take what resonates and what doesn't, don't even worry about it. And then if the reading don't resonate with you at all, you see it on YouTube short or something like that, just scroll, you know. But always, 5D awareness is like jumped in my hand.
Which card was that?
5D awareness, fifth dimension awareness, which is where the collective is moving towards. Everybody haven't made it yet. And there's still more that's coming. But to me, 5D awareness is just like you are like totally like focused on yourself for the most part. and evolving your soul, keeping your vibrations up, you know, planting seeds of peace to help usher the earth into the new dimension, which is the fifth dimension. And that's the only way I can explain it right now.
I kept thinking intentional thoughts.
Intentional. No, yes, all of that. Yeah. Like creating harmony and manifesting, speaking your truth. That's 5D awareness to me. And it's so much more. But yeah, that was that. Did you want me to pull from the Rider Trail?
Is that the one that's calling out to you?
Yeah, I just picked it up, and the card on the bottom is the Sun. And the Sun card represents success, happiness, inspiration, positivity, you know, warmth, vitality, satisfaction, accomplishment, fertility, optimism, and truth. That's what the Sun card represents. And this card is telling me that we should spread our wings and fly. Spread our wings and fly.
Yes.
Let's see if any other card is going to pop out of this deck. Yeah. Mm. And wasn't that nice? The next card that actually popped out is the Star card. So we got the Sun and the Star. And this card represents creativity and opportunities, renewal, hope, faith, purpose, spirituality, inspiration, optimism. There go that word again. Optimism, insight, spiritual love, pleasure, balance, and healing. This card is saying that all your dreams are coming true. All your dreams are coming true. I'm going to see if I can get two more cards that popped out, and two cards just popped out. And we have the King of Wands, which represents leader, visionary, successful, natural born leader, entrepreneur, honor, protective, innovative, inspiring, and magnetic. And this card is telling us that you have the dynamic energy of a leader. And the last card is the Seven of Wands. And this card can represent challenges, struggle, also protection, perseverance, conviction, strong-willed, defiant, determined, and competition. And this card is saying that there may be challenges, mm-hmm. but you can do it.
Yeah.
Because you're the Star. And the Sun is shining on you. So that's all you got to do is keep on speaking your truth. Get in alignment with love. Because that's going to bring in your love and abundance. And this is what the message is from our ancestors. Yeah, we ready for the next level. So let's go. And this concludes my reading. And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, thank you, Ray Tashi. And I want to thank me too. You know, yay, you got to thank yourself, you right?
I am,
and I love you so much.
I love you. I love you. I'm hugging you.
I'm always hugging you back.
Space.
Yes.
I appreciate this. So this will be the end of Reader's Corner, unless you have a question for me.
No, I cannot wait until I hear, you know, others join you on your platform. And I'm just going to put the intention out there that the people that are supposed to, and I didn't mean to say supposed, because, you know, I don't like saying supposed. The people that pose to, I like saying pose, supposed to be a part of your platform and the things that you're doing, that they come on in.
Yes, and they are they, yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. I see them.
We are opening up doors and opening up space. I was doing a little energy rethreatening during the first card pull to bring that in for us collectively, because that's a message for all of us. Okay. But you can find me, before we get off of here, at Ray Tashi on Facebook, The Traveling Box LLC on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Ray Tashi the Raven, also on TikTok. And my website is www.thetravelingbox.net. And I think that is it. Oh, I do have YouTube. I believe it's under Ray Tashi, the page. I will be eventually uploading different things to there, so keep a lookout for that. But for the most part, just find me on the socials and on my website. You can also call for divine messages between 12 and 3 p.m. at 321-346-8107. So yeah, we do have new services and ceremonies listed on the website. If there's two asterisks next to it, those are the new ones. So we'll see you there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.